نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله كثيرا ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Today we are going to talk on a topic which is the topic which concerns us as far as our practical life is concerned, where we are conscious, and our practical life where we are not conscious as well, the quality of zikr. Any person who goes in tasawwuf, the foundation of tasawwuf will be zikr. The reason is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who says to this effect that everything got a polish, and the polish of the heart is zikrullah. A person wants to reform himself. He wants to remove the bad manners from his heart. He wants to bring his anger under control. He wants to remove kina from his heart. He wants to remove malice from his heart. He wants to remove jealousy from his heart. And all those bad manners, all those spiritual diseases, he wants to remove from his heart. But the heart will not be in a position to be clean if we don't apply the proper polish. If you think properly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in the womb of our mothers, I did mention it before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not feed us through our mouth. Because the placenta contains certain liquid which is not clean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fed us through the umbilical cord in the placenta. When we came in this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed our nutrition through the milk of our mothers, which is pure. The quality of milk is described in the Quran. It is such a thing that quench your thirst. It is very rich, both spiritually and physically. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith to this effect, when you did drink milk, Allahumma barik lana fi wa zidna min. Beautiful dua. Oh Allah, bless me in that and increase me in the milk. Milk is such a great thing that the very first thing that you put in the mouth of the child, that will find the atharat of milk. If you go to the supermarket, look at the dairy product, you won't find anything like the milk, the amount of products on the market, cheese, yogurt, you just name it. So much barakat in milk. The next thing you will find is wheat. It is said in Ibn Kathir, in the history of the prophets, Ibn Kathir rahmullah mentioned that when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came from heaven, he brought wheat with him. And wheat is another thing, there's a lot of barakat in that. Pastries, bread, chapati, roti, you name it. Lot of barakat in that. So zikrullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect this tongue from all dirt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not feed us through the mouth in the womb, the mother, because the tongue that Allah has given us, it is for zikrullah. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the Quran, all you believers, make my zikr kathira, zikran kathira. Those who study Arabic language will understand the emphasis of zikran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uzkurullah. Allah could have said kathira, but Allah bring again the zikr. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uzkurullah zikran. Allah brought the word zikr again for emphasis, because there is no limit for zikr. There is no limit for zikr, and there is no condition for zikr. This is an ajeeb ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, the quality of zikr. Zikr is the only ibadah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us at par with Him. Zikr is the only ibadah where Allah has put us at par with Him. The dalil of it is from the Quran. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Ajeeb ayat. Allah says, think of me, I will think of you. The quality of thinking of Allah, Allah thinks of you. A person asked Abu Ali al-Daqqaq, who was the Sheikh of Allama Qushayri, he told him, what is better, to meditate or to make zikr? He said, to make zikr. Because zikr is a quality of Allah. To make zikr, to remember, to have remembrance is a quality of Allah. Whereas meditate is not a quality of Allah. So when we make zikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing us to such a level that His action, we are doing the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has put us the same level like Him in this specific action. This is the value of zikrullah. It is said, Qiyamah will not come as long as there will be a person who will say Allah, Allah. As long as this tongue works, articulates the word Allah, Qiyamah will never come. This is the value of zikr. It is said, when we make zikr, this one subhanallah that we are going to make in this world, that on the day of Qiyamah in Jannah, maaf in Jannah, when one person in Jannah at the bottom will get a very beautiful fragrance, he will say, where this fragrance is coming? It will be said to him, on top of your Jannah, there is another Jannati who has turned, he was sleeping, and he did one subhanallah in excess of what you have done in this world. This will be the value of one subhanallah. One subhanallah, brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that zikr, he told to the people, when you pass by the meadows of paradise, graze by the meadows of paradise. Sahaba kiram say, Ya Rasulullah, what are the meadows of paradise? He say, when there is mahfil of zikr. When there is a mahfil of zikr, when there is a circle of zikr, participate in that. Because zikr is the only ibadat where there is no limit. Salah, there will be limit for salah. When the sun rises, we cannot make salah. When each day we cannot fast. All the ibadat, there will be limit. But zikrullah, there is no limit for that. Zikr, there is two types of zikr. One is a verbal zikr, and one is a zikr in the heart. Ulama kiram explained that on the day of Qiyamah, when kiram and katibin will be going to, when we're going to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give hisab kitab, when we're going to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give hisab kitab, the kiram and katibin will present our book of deeds. The Quran say, kiram and katibin ya'lamuna ma tafalun. After asr and fajr, they change shift every day. We have our two angels that accompany us always, 24 hours. So they know everything that we do. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at the book of deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them there's something missing there. Kiram and katibin will be shocked. Ya Allah, how something is missing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, such person, this person may become a zikr, but you couldn't detect the zikr. His level of zikr was so much have been making zikr, that even the tongue stopped making zikr, the heart makes the zikr. We call it zikr al-qalbi. Sahaba kiram were sleeping, but you could see, it come in riwayat, the muscle were pumping. Allah, Allah. It is reported, there are many waqiyah like this. I did mention it to you. There was one great person who was a student of Junaid Baghdadi, Mansur al-Hajj, where he used to recite the word al-haq, the truth, which is one of the sifat of Allah. He was meditating, he was a lot of zikr on this one, that people were declaring him to be a murtad. They were declaring it to be outside the pale of Islam. How can you say an al-haq? Because it became his second nature, al-haq, the truth, the only truth who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what happened, he was start saying an al-haq, because in his spiritual journey, where he started, you remember last week I explained to you, there are four stages. One is your sharia, you practice on sharia, your namaz, your tilawat, zakat, hajj. But then, after that, you start getting in the right way, the tariqah. From the tariqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start opening, unveiling the unseen for you. Like the waqiyah of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam that I gave to you last time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start unveiling it. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unveiling it, slowly started understanding things that the ordinary people do not understand. And then you get the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we reach that level, then a wali of Allah, or a person who is in the field of tasawwuf, there is one thing that can happen to him. He either gets stuck on that level that he doesn't want to come back in this world. What I want to say, come back to this world. He's living in the world of remaining with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ecstasy. He's living in a mood of ecstasy. He just like, people look at him, he's like mad. No, he's not mad. He is in communication with Allah. He doesn't want to do anything with this world. But there are those who have reached that level and they are back to normal. That is, they have gone through the journey, but they come back. Like Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah alayh, according to my research, when he went through the journey, the spiritual journey, at the age of 49, he got married. The Sufis don't like to get married because they are in love with Allah. But this is not the maqsad of Sharia. This is not the sunnah of Rasulullah. So they came back. So it's a spiritual journey that takes you up, but then you get stuck there in a state of fana. You get annihilated in the zikrullah. You don't want to come back in this world. But a normal Sufi, a normal salik who is well nurtured, he will come back to reality. This happens, the hal happens. Once Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallam was meditating. He was involved and highly engrossed in zikr. So Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha come to him. Rasulullah sallam was so engrossed in zikrullah. His communication with Allah was at a very high level. Then he said, who are you? He said, I'm Aisha. He said, who is Aisha? He said, Aisha, the daughter of your friend, Abu Bakr. Then Rasulullah came to Norman. Because Rasulullah was in the communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the power of zikr. He takes you to this level where we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are two levels of zikr. One is what we do with the tongue. These are the tasbihat, the tilawat al-Quran. These are the good words that we say. This is the type of zikr that we must make. When we read it, all those tasbihat, it becomes a second nature in us. Now, what is the beauty of that? That's what we have to understand. The beauty of making zikr, the tasbihat, ulama kiram explained, Allama Shawla Dahlavi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned this in his Hujjatullah al-Baligha. What is the secret of mentioning this? The beauty of making the tasbihat, subhanallah, you are protecting yourself and you are curing yourself against wrong aqidah regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are getting the right features, the right characteristics of Allah on your tongue. When we say, Ya Allah, you are Subhan, what is the meaning of Subhan? Subhan means Allah is faultless. He haven't got a single fault in him. So when you start reading that, then after with time it starts echoing in the heart. When it starts echoing in the heart, then the heart pumps it in our blood. And when the blood is going in all our veins, this is where our whole body is in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within the level of zikr al-qalbi. In the same way, when you say Allahu Akbar, the barai of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody is above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To read the haqiqat of this, we got to read it until it becomes our second nature, until it is imbued in our heart, then we realize there's nobody who is powerful like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say the quality of Alhamdulillah, all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the quality of Hamd? When do you praise somebody? The quality of Hamd, then the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the heart, we realize who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Malik al-Quddus. This is why you will find in a hadith, a deep hadith Rasulullah s.a.w. has said, and we got to ponder on this hadith, a person who by heart the 99 names of Allah will enter Jannah. When the heart contains the name of Allah, when the heart starts making the zikr of Allah, this heart is mustahiq for Jannah. Going back to our very first talk that we said, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبِ السَّلِيمِ. The day of judgment, nothing will benefit a person, neither his wealth, neither his children, except that person who came to Allah with a sound heart. What is a sound heart? That heart that has contained Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this zikr that we make, it echoes in the heart. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh you believers, make a lot of zikr. Increase your zikr. Because this will make your aqidah right. This will make you understand who I am. Because you are repeating my name together with my qualities, with my characteristics. Until this will reflect in your heart, Allah Pak will open our heart and we come understand who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be understood with our aqal. It is to be understood with iman. The higher the iman, the higher the yaqeen, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the heart. It blossoms with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with its fragrance in it. This is a power in zikr. This is why we must make zikr. Now, there's another type of zikr, is the zikr of the heart. The zikr of the heart, where maybe we don't make in our tongue, but the zikr of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is permanently in our heart. That's the highest form. But the greatest gift, if we can read it with our tongue and at the same time with our heart, this is the perfection in zikr. But this is a long, long way to go before we reach that level. This is why you will find the Sufyan al-Kiram, I've read it, like Sibli, etc. Whenever their mind was deviated a little from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would punish themselves. They will punish themselves if they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a split of a second. What is the meaning of zikr? Ulama kiram explained, zikr means that you think of Allah so much that you forget yourself. Allah Akbar. You think of Allah so much remembrance of Allah that you forget yourself. You forget your own zat. And this is where we reach the level of fanahiyat. Hum kuch bhi nahi hai. We are nothing. We are worse than the dogs walking on the street. Allah is everything. This is the power in zikr to make us realize who we are and who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we have realized it, this is where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man tawadha'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah." Whoever has humbled himself for Allah, Allah will lift him. And zikr is such an action, as I mentioned early on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equates this action with his action. For example, it comes in a hadith, when a person think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when a person think of me in his heart, I think of him in my heart. When a person think of me in public, I think of him in public. And a person, depending the zawq of the salik, the person who is in tasawwuf, depending what love he has with Allah. Some people don't want people to know who they are. They want to sit in the corner. You will not even see them walking with asa or with amama, like bechara. Nobody pay attention to them because they are not interested with the world. They are interested with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are in the corner at night. They are the ahlullah. They are not willing to know. Nobody must know who they are. Nobody must know who they are. But there are others, because of responsibilities, they mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a duty to mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public. So the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I remember Hakim Akhtasar, Dhamma Barakatuhum, he says that my desire to let the people know about Allah, I want to take a jumbo jet, fill it with people and go in America, go in Canada, go all over the world to let people take the name of Allah. To let people take the name of Allah. It was different people have different level of ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the zikr of Allah takes place. I mentioned you the name of Al-Hajj, the student of Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh. From there we went where? So I was telling you, he was acting on Al-Haq, on Al-Haq. So they give the order to execute him. They send the decree to his sheikh, Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh. 7 times he refused it, 6 times. On the 7th time he signed the execution, and then he took out his mantle, his gabardine, and said, put it on his shoulder. When they executed him, he said, what you look physically, maybe you have to execute him. How can he say, Anal Haq, I am the truth? Whereas this title is for Allah. But what is the realm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, he knew what he was saying. He was in a state of being overpowered by the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in him. That this quality of Al-Haq was manifesting in him. He forgot who he himself is. And when he was an Al-Haq, he was referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has forgotten his own personality. So the Shaykh said, put this gabardine on him. What really in the realm of Allah, Allah knows best. And then was executed him. And they threw his blood fall and fell on the earth. Al-Haq was written. And when they threw it in the Euphrates River, it echoed Al-Haq. The quality of Al-Haq was in every blood, that every iota in his body, Al-Haq was manifesting. This is the power of zikr. I was reading about another person who was reading Allah, 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 Allah. Allama Qushayri rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, when he was making Allah, Allah on my tree, a branch fell on his head when his skull broke. But then when the blood came out, it was Allah on the side. This is the extent of zikr when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu zkuru allaha zikran kathira. Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in Fazail zikr that we must make zikr to such an extent that we got sweetness in our tongue. My teacher Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Sahib says that this hadith, the word sweetness here must not be taken in the figurative tense. The sweetness, there are ahlullah who really get sweetness in their tongue. Taking the name of Allah, they get sweetness in it. One of the signs of Qiyamah, where the Muslim will be persecuted, it comes in the ahadith, their food will be zikrullah. with zikr. They're going to be alive with zikr. This is the power of zikr. This is why we have to increase our level of zikr. Zikr, there are various types of zikr. The remembrance of one is tasbihat. One is tilawat al-Qur'an. One is to have good ta'aluk with our neighbors, our family. Each one got a maqsad. Each zikr has a maqsad. For example, tilawat al-Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives us the order to read Qur'an, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, when Allah is telling us to read Qur'an, one of the beauty of tilawat al-Qur'an, the spiritual side is that the Qur'an calms down our physical nature. It cools us up, down. Not only that, the lower soul comes up spiritually. But the most beautiful part of it in America, and they did research, they call it Quranic therapy. It was a South African doctor who made this research in Chicago. He chose four group of people. I read it in medical journal. And those who knew Arabs and Arabic and those who didn't know Arabic. And they were Muslim and non-Muslim. And he put them in the room and put all the type of thingy in their hands to see the blood pressure and the brain, how it fluctuates. Whenever there was ayat of Quran regarding Jannah, it was cooling. Whenever there was ayat of Jahannam, even the people did not understand Arabic, it has an effect. The blood pressure went up. They call it Quranic therapy. By just listening to Quran, how can we cure people who go under depression? This also, I'm not saying to use the Quran to make therapy. These are the maqsad of the Quran. The Quran has been sent to us to practice upon it. This is the Kalam of Allah, this is the order of Allah. But this, by the way, I'm saying, by just listening to the Quran, look what can happen. I got proof of it in writing, what I'm telling you. So, this is the power in zikrullah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to increase our zikr, every form of zikr, there is an advantage. I gave you the zikr of Quran. There is a zikr of the tongue. There is zikr for social level. There is a zikr in Salah. The all zikr that we mentioned, the remembrance of Allah, each one has a benefit. The most beautiful benefit that we can have, according to Imam Al-Ghazali, human being has three qualities in him. One is the quality of animals, animalistic qualities, which is very mischievous, which is the quality of fighting. We'll find every day we fight. When we fight, this is a quality of animals in us. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ Allah says in the Quran. Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created men of the best mold. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. But we're going to bring him to the lowest ebb as well. Lower than animals. This is why Allah mentioned the Quran. They are like animals. Then Allah said, nay, they are worse than animals. Allah says in the Quran about human beings. We do things that animals won't do. You won't see a male dog going with a male dog. You will find a male human being sleep with a male human being. How low we have gone. Think about it. Think about what I'm saying. If you are not lower than animals, where have we gone? So, this is the quality of animals. If we don't control it, this is what can happen to us. The second quality is the quality of shaitan. Shaitan is very mischievous. You will find that this is another quality in us. We are very mischievous. This kina that we have in our heart. We want to harm other people. Jealousy. All these are satanic qualities. The third one is the angelic qualities. Zikrullah has the quality of removing the animalistic and satanic qualities from our heart and let the angelic quality go up where we become submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the quality of zikr where the nur of the name of Allah is start manifesting in our vein, is start manifesting in our heart, is start manifesting in our arteries. When we did that level, there's nur ala nur ala nur. Ulama explained that this nur that emanates from your body, it even have an effect on your clothes. Even your clothes start shining. This is not the maqsad of zikr. This is the atarat of zikr. This is the effect of zikr when we increase our zikr, that the name of Allah becomes our second nature. We must try to increase our zikr. There are various type of zikr. I don't know whether I must give it to you or not. Just to give you a simple example, if you look what Hazrat Jeez, Dhamma Barakatuhum, Mawla Ilyas Muhammadullah Alayhi also has given, simple Let us go. The basic one that the awa makes, but so much of deep meaning into that. 100 times istighfar. Ask istighfar 100 times in the morning and in the afternoon 100 times. Then the third kalima. In ahadith it comes, the third kalima is a secret of Jannah that Allah has brought to this world. It is a secret of Jannah that has been brought in this world. It's not ordinary. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi lalil azim. Each one there is a tafsir on its own, will ask hours and hours and hours of talk to understand what is the meaning of Subhanallah, what is the meaning of alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi lalil azim. Each one demands hours and hours of lectures. It's so deep in meaning, the third kalima. And Darud Sharif. Each time we read Darud Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate our status 10 times and will bring 10 guna less and will give us 10 neki and how we please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These 3 things that Hazraji has given, I can give you other zikr also. There are ways of making zikr also. That also we'll talk about it another day. How we make, we call it shagal in tasawwuf. How, what are the spiritual exercise we do? Where our eyes must be when we make zikr. That also, there are rules and regulations. Where our head must be when we make zikr. One is the physical zikr that we are saying, and one is the zikr of the qalb. And the physical one will affect the inside one. This is why it comes from experience. At times you won't get it in a hadith. You will say why you must make zikr loud, whether we must make it jahri, or we must make it soft. There are many debates on that among the fuqaha and the muhaddithun and the Sufyan al-Kiram, whether you must raise, when you make zikr, should you raise your voice or not. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking in the Madinatul Munawwara, and Hazrat Umar was reading his Tilawat Quran loud. He passed Abu Bakr, said, he was so soft. He went to Umar, hey Umar, why is the Quran loud like this? He said, I'm a shaitan running away from me, so I don't sleep. And he went to Abu Bakr Siddiq, Abu Bakr Siddiq, why are you reading so soft? He said, my Rabb can hear me. Why should I scream? So he said, Abu Bakr, when you make tilawat, raise your voice a little. Umar, don't be too loud, break it down. To make zikr loud, jaiz. It has an effect. Why Rasulullah told them to read it loud? If it was only for the heart. So make zikr a little loud also, it has an effect. Because when we hear it, it will go in our heart. It has an effect on our heart. This is what we have got to understand. What is the psychology behind read tilawat al-Quran loud? And this is the best form of zikr, tilawat, because it's a kalam of Allah directly. So we got to understand the adab of zikr. The adab of zikr, that it's a subject on its own. How to sit, how to make our zikr, how to prepare ourselves psychology to make zikr. There's an adab on that. Very, very important. These are small nasihat and zikr. There are much, much more. Zakariya rahmatullahi has written a whole book on that. Fazal zikr, those who want to read, they can read. The point here is we must increase the level of zikr. Understand why we must sit and make zikrullah every day. Every day we must make sure we make our tasbihat, our tilawat al-Quran. Come as come, ulama kiram says, if you can make one para a day. At least one para a day. Try to make one para. And those 3 tasbihat. And my late teacher, Molana Abdul Hamid Sahab says, do it for 40 days with consistency. 40 days with consistency. Not a single day we must miss it. You will see the change in our life. Molana Yunus Patel Sahab from South Africa, that's his own experience, one of the great akabir of South Africa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken great, great work with him. Great, great work Allah has taken from him. He said, since he started giving zikr to the musalli, one is why it's coming to namaz. By this zikr, only consistency in zikr, they started changing their life automatically. This consistency in zikr changes the heart of people. But there must be consistency. Every day, paban, we must make our zikr, our tilawat al-Quran. Come as come, one para we must make. At least one para. So which means every new moon, we are on one khatam Quran finish. Sahaba kiram has, if you look in you open the Quran, you will find manzil. One manzil is about 7 paras. Sahaba kiram did it. Why? So that in every week they can finish one Quran. Some have 30 Jews. If you go in the time of Rasulullah, it was not like this. 30 Jews, or manzil, or ruku. Rasulullah sometimes was not like this. Later on, this was introduced because people wanted to know, to understand the Quran and how much tilawat to do as well. So 30 Jews, 1 month. 7 manzil, 1 week. 10 para, every day, 3 days. According to Ahnaf, you must finish it in, don't take less than 3 days for the hour. You can finish, if you are good hafiz al Quran, you can finish it very quickly. It becomes in riwayat, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, in one night, one khatam al Quran in 2 rakat nafil. So you get people also who are like this. But usually, the masla is 3 days, because we can't read too fast, and we're going to make mistake in our tajweed, etc. So come 1 para every day, try to read, and increase our zikr. This is a shortcoming we have. Allah bless Hakim Saab, Dama Barakatum, who brought this reality to us in South Africa. One is we read our namaz, and we are contented with our namaz. We were happy with reading 5 times namaz. But the ibadat itself, how much ibadat do we do in a day? How much tilawat do we do? How much istighfar we do? How much tahajjud we do? How much nafil roza we keep? This is the spirit of ibadat and zikr in the life of Sahaba Kiram. Sahaba Kiram used to fast one day, and one day they didn't fast. Sahaba Kiram used to spend the whole night in tahajjud, and the following day they were on the back of the horse doing jihad. We are very far from zikr, very, very far from zikr. If you look at the mayyad, the criteria the Sahaba Kiram had established for us, we are very, very far from that. Very, very far from what Allah wants us to do in zikr. So we got to increase our level of tilawat. We got to increase our zikr. We walk, we come into masjid. Keep a small tasbih. Come, make 1,000 darud on Rasulullah. In the beginning, it's going to be heavy, but then it becomes our second nature. At least 1,000 darud. A sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, I want to be near you in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, increase your darud. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta an akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody's iman is perfected. I am until I am more beloved to him than his father, his sons, and the entire mankind. If we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we cannot read 1,000 darud a day, what love are we claiming? What love are we claiming? There is a famous saying in French, l'amour n'existe pas, il n'y a que des preuves. Love does not exist. There's only proof of it. You got to prove it. You can't say, Rasulullah, I love you. Prove it. How are we going to prove Rasulullah we love him? Get the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam in our life. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Oh Muhammad, tell the people, if you love me, they have to follow you. Then I'm going to forgive them. I'm going to love them. The condition, the shart that Allah has put in the Quran to for him to love us is we must follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. There are 3 levels of sunnah. One is sunnah muakkadah, where Rasulullah was very paban on that. If we neglect it consciously, we are gunahgar. The second one is sunnah ghair muakkadah. At times Rasulullah was doing, at times he wasn't doing it. Then what was sunnah zawaid, being an Arab, being of the area he was living, the type of food available, this we don't have to do it. It was an extra style of life. Sunnah means a path. So it was the path Rasulullah was going through. But if we love Rasulullah to imitate that also, there is reward in it. This is why Allama Ibn Abidin Rahmatullah mentions that if we are going to neglect the sunnah of Rasulullah, what faith are we going to show him on Maidan al-Hashr to do our shifarish? What face we're going to say, Ya Rasulullah, oh, I'm here. Please, Rasulullah, this is what the faisa is for me. Make shifarish for me. We don't want to keep our beard according to the sunnah. We don't want to dress according to the sunnah. We don't want to walk according to the sunnah. We don't want to sleep according to the sunnah. It has an effect. It has an effect with sunnah. Sahaba Kiram, if you want to understand the mizaj of sunnah, look at the life of Sahaba Kiram. These are the people who saw those ayat revealed. The ayat of Quran was revealed for them. How they will, when they did the ayat of Quran, it's like me and you reading the ayat of Quran? When Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala is reading the ayat about the Ahad-e-Qazaf, That is when you accuse a woman of adultery. When she reading this ayat and me and you reading this ayat is the same? Can't be the same. When Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is reading this ayat about Ghari Thor, when Rasulullah was making hijrah, that, oh, you are not two, the third one was with you, who was Allah in Ghari Thor. Me reading this ayat and Abu Bakr Siddiq reading this ayat, is it the same? Who understands the mizaj of Quran? Who understood the mizaj of Sunnah? When you look at life Sahaba, you'll find it. Abid al-Mu'minin, Mu'abiyah radiallahu ta'ala, he used to read this open. Why one day he saw Rasulullah read this open? He left it open. That was the style of Mu'abiyah. Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajha, he used to climb his camel. He smiled. People say, why are you smiling? He smiled. He said, Rasulullah, Sunnah of Islam says, when you climb, Alhamdulillah, Subhanalladhi sakhkhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu. There's a dua that you must read when you climb. And I saw Rasulullah smile. I'm smiling. It makes sense to me, doesn't make sense to me, that's not my problem. My Nabi did it, this is why I'm doing it. Hazrat Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala, we're making beautiful buttons here. Hazrat Umar al-Faruq, he just cut it and all this thread was like this. His son said, why are you making like this? He said, this is how I saw Rasulullah. We are not going to make fashion. Rasulullah is my fashion, not Michael Jackson. Right. This is a mizaj. Understand the mizaj of the Sahaba. What is the spirit behind the Sunnah, right? Always Qarni, Rahmullah. The best of the Tabi'i, he heard Rasulullah lost one tooth. His tooth Mubarak was Shaheed in Battle of Uhud. He started breaking one tooth. He said, maybe no, it's not this tooth that Rasulullah suffered, maybe this one. He broke this one as well. He said, no, my Nabi lost this one, maybe how he suffered. Let me break this one. He started breaking his old tooth just to get the pain of Rasulullah and the wet in Uhud. Sunnah is Zawaid, who will understand that? This is spirit. Who can we, how are we going to understand that? How are we going to understand? This is a Sahaba, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, radiallahu anhum wa radu'an. So to understand zikrullah, look at the life of Sahaba. How they understand zikr. How they're spending their nights in ibadat. How they were reading tilawat al-Qur'an. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, on the camel's back, he used to do 60 khatam al-Qur'an in the month of Ramadan. 60 khatam al-Qur'an. We can't even do 2 khatam al-Qur'an in Ramadan. What ibadat, what zikrullah are we talking here? When I say we are very far, according to the mayyah said by Sahaba Kiram, by the Tabi'in, I know what I'm saying, brothers. I'm not saying that to discourage us. I'm giving the example. We got a target. We must try to achieve this target. We must increase our zikr. It will have an effect on our other ibadat. Because if we want to correct this heart inside, we must bring this nur inside. The nur of the word of Allah. The name of Allah comes in our heart, then only we can kick out the akhlaqi razila from our heart, and the akhlaqi hamida will be able to come in. You have to understand the secret of zikrullah. And zikrullah is a remembrance of Allah. There are various ways we can think of Allah. Tilawat al-Quran, tasbihat, good akhlaq. There's so many ways. The point is, 24 hours Allah must be in our heart. This is the meaning of zikrullah. 24 hours we must think of Allah in our heart. How my Rabb wants me to do this action now. I'm walking on the street. You think of Allah. Is Allah happy the way I am walking? Even the way we walk is mentioned in the Quran. When it is reported in Hadith, Rasulullah, when he used to walk on the street as if he was going downhill. You'll find people walk according to Sunnah this way. Sahaba Kiram were walking this way. When you read that level, brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you such a gift that our mind would understand. Rasulullah s.a.w. passed away at the age of 63. Abu Bakr Siddiq passed away at the age of 63. Rasulullah s.a.w. is buried in Jannat Katukhra in Masjid Nabawi. Abu Bakr Siddiq is buried there. Rasulullah s.a.w. grandchild Hazrat Hussain was shaheed. The grandchild Abu Bakr Siddiq also was shaheed. Abdullah ibn Zubair was shaheed as well. If you look at the comparison of Rasulullah and Abu Bakr Siddiq, tit for tat. Allah has blessed, because the Sunnah of Rasulullah was so deep rooted in Abu Bakr Siddiq's life that it has an effect on his family as well. What happened to Rasulullah happened to the family of Abu Bakr Siddiq. This is the power of putting the Sunnah of Rasulullah and read that level of zikrullah in our life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah to say, come my banda, فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given a very nice clue there. Before you enter Jannah, Allah is telling us, come with my banda, فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي, come and meet my people first in Jannah. وَادْخُلِي جَنَّةِ, then enter my Jannah. Allah never told the Jannati, go in my Jannat first. Allah is saying, my Jannati who are my banda, this is more valuable than the Jannat I have created. So go and meet them first. Then you go in my Jannat. My Jannat is something secondary. فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, these are the people who are making zikr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are my banda. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my banda is asking you, Ya Muhammad, concerning me, say, I am close to them. Allah is saying, I am close to them. As the ayah of the Quran, وَهُوَ أَقْرَبُ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. I am closer to mankind than his jugular vein. If Allah is so close to us, why Allah is close to us? Because He loves us. It's common sense. If Allah didn't like us, how would we be able to breathe? Zikrullah must come with every breathing we take. The name of Allah must come in. And each time we exhale, the name of Allah must come out. This is what is meant in Salik. In fact, if you go deep in tasawwuf, you will find by the time you breathe in and by the time you exhale, some wali of Allah makes about 100 times La ilaha illallah. By the time they breathe in and they exhale, they make 100 times La ilaha illallah. This is a level of zikr that we're talking. This is very advanced. I realize it. I myself, it's difficult. But this is what the ulama kiram are writing in the books. You call it aspas. It's a special exercise that you do. 100 times between your inhaling and exhaling, 100 times La ilaha illallah. This is what Islam, when talk about zikrullah, this is the extent we got to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must make chakkar in our mind. Day in, day out, Allah's name must make chakkar in our mind that we can think of Allah. When we depart from this world, the name Allah will be in our mouth. This is why it comes in hadith. A person who passes away with La ilaha illallah in his mouth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, he's guaranteed Jannah. There was a Shaykh al-Hadith. When he used to talk this hadith, when he came on this part, he said, La ilaha illallah, dakhal al-Jannah. He said, La ilaha illallah, walikal matuk his life. This is the type of life that we're looking. Imam al-Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, before he died, he got his kafan ready. He laid down. He said, I'm ready, Allah. Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullah alayhi, before he passed away, he made 36 khatam al-Quran in the jail. He said, Ya Allah, I'm ready for you. Preparing to meet Allah. Tuhfatul mu'min al-maut. The gift of a mu'min is maut. Maut links a lover to his beloved. This is what maut is all about. This is how we must prepare ourselves. If our mind is not being conditioned, we have not created the mindset to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how are we going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just like the exams coming, we learn and learn, we by heart everything, we do all the past papers. Our mind is this chakkar. So when the exam comes, we are ready. We work it. We get a distinction. Why? Because we have conditioned ourselves. The greatest gift that we're going to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to meet Allah. Jannat is nothing. Jannat is the creation of Allah. Why are we running after Jannat? Run after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we're going to be invited in the darbar of Allah, to make ziyarat of Allah, to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people will see Allah maybe once a week, some once a month, some will see Allah twice a day also. But we're wiser than that. And each time you see Allah, I didn't mention it, in hadith it comes, when you go back to your home in Jannah, they will see you are more beautiful. This is the asarat of just being in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your beauty will increase just being in the darbar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beauty will increase. Just your hur will become hairan in Jannah. You know what is hur? You know what is hur? Okay, good. As long as you know. There will be 72. Don't worry. Okay. So this is what it's all about. Zikr. I'm talking too much. Let me stop. This is the power of zikr. It must become our second nature. Allah, Allah, Allah. Inshallah, before I leave, inshallah, one day, I'm going to talk, what is the meaning of the word Allah? This word that we articulate, Allah, what does this mean? Where it comes from, this word Allah? Inshallah, we're going to talk on that, inshallah, one day. There are 13 meanings to the word Allah. May doa Allah SWT gives me topic me untuk kalau zikir insyaAllah 100 times Allah. Allah. يا ولا ولي يا أخي الغافلين يا زفوت المتين يا رحمة الرحمين يا ولي السماوات والأرض يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما بدأت كل معلوم لك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وإحسان إليك اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء دنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين ومع أهل الدار يا عزيز يا غفار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سوء الأمور اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من أرذل الأمور اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الحم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العدل والفساد ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان ولك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين استغفر الله استغفر الله